Alexander Smith, Scottish poet, said, "A man's real possession is his memory. In nothing else is he rich, in nothing else is he poor." It is Memorial Day weekend, and indeed those men and women we remember enrich us, their loss and impoverishment. This is The Poet's Weave, and I'm Jenny Kander, reading poems by women. Charlotte Smith, 1749 to 1806, born in London, England, wrote From Montalbert. The atmosphere in this poem seems to fit today's programme. Swift fleet the billowy clouds along the sky, earth seems to shudder at the storm aghast, while only beings as forlorn as I caught the chill horrors of the howling blast. Even round yon crumbling walls, in search of food, the ravenous owl foregoes his evening flight, and in his cave within the deepest wood the fox eludes the tempest of the night. But to my heart congenial is the gloom which hides me from a world I wish to shun. That scene where ruin saps the mouldering tomb suits with the sadness of a wretch undone. Nor is the deepest shade, the keenest air, black as my fate, or cold as my despair. From Emily Dickinson, 1830 to 1886. I felt a funeral in my brain, and mourners to and fro kept treading, treading, till it seemed that sense was breaking through. And when they all were seated, a service like a drum kept beating, beating, till I thought my mind was going numb. And then I heard them lift a box and creak across my soul with those same boots of lead again. Then space began to toll, as all the heavens were a bell, and being but an ear, and I, and silent, some strange race wrecked, solitary, here. And then a plank in reason broke, and I dropped down and down, and hit a world at every plunge, and finished knowing then. These final stanzas of a long poem, Patterns, are by Amy Lowell, 1874 to 1925. Underneath the fallen blossom in my bosom is a letter I have hid. It was brought to me this morning by a rider from the Duke. "Madam, we regret to inform you that Lord Hartwell died in action Thursday, Sir Knight." As I read it in the white morning sunlight, the letters squirmed like snakes. "Any answer, madam?" said my footman. "No," I told him. "See that the messenger takes some refreshment." "No, no answer." And I walked into the garden, up and down the patterned paths in my stiff, correct brocade. The blue and yellow flowers stood up proudly in the sun, each one. I stood upright too, held rigid to the pattern by the stiffness of my gown. Up and down I walked, up and down. In a month he would have been my husband. In a month, here, underneath this line, we would have broken the pattern, he for me and I for him, he as colonel, I as lady, on this shady seat. He had a whim that sunlight carried blessing, and I answered, "It shall be as you have said." Now he is dead. In summer, and in winter I shall walk up and down the patterned garden paths in my stiff brocaded gown. The squills and daffodils will give place to pillared roses and to asters and to snow. I shall go up and down in my gown, gorgeously arrayed, boned and stayed, and the softness of my body will be guarded from embrace by each button, hook and lace. For the man who should loose me is dead, fighting with the Duke in Flanders, in a pattern called a war. Christ, what a pattern's for! I've been reading poems for Memorial Day on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.